Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke, how does the weather look over there? If you stick your head out the window, do you see any fog?
Yeah, we still got some fog here. So if you are just starting your morning commute, we do have quite a bit of fog, cutting down the visibility on the roadways this morning here in Dane County and the surrounding areas. We also do have a high wind advisory that will begin this evening at 6 p.m. So we've got a really unseasonably warm day here, Matt, for Wisconsin. It's going to potentially set records getting up to 65 degrees here in the middle of December, which is pretty wild, but high wind advisory this evening starting at 6 p.m. Gusts of wind could get up to 65 miles an hour. So it's going to be an interesting weather day here in the state of Wisconsin. Just keep an eye on all of those things. And if you're heading out the door this morning for your morning commute, just be prepared. Commute times may be a little slower because of the fog this morning.
Thank you, Luke. You know, as a weather guy, I am reminded there was a great anchor in Milwaukee named Cynthia Collier a long time ago. She's daughter of Bud Collier of Beat the Clock. I don't know if you remember that show a long time ago, but in any event, she was telling a bunch of us one time, she started out in a TV station in North Dakota, and she's reading the weather report, and she's saying it's sunny, and it's going to be a great day and evening, and everything's great. And then she leaves her forecast. She looks out, it's raining cats and dogs. And she said, Matt, the thing that I take out of this is, I don't care what the weather report is, stick your head out the window before you go on the air. And Luke has done that. Luke is saying there's fog over there. So on the Beltline, everywhere else, be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Okay, a lot more to talk about. I'll tell you what, a big headline came out yesterday is Moscow Mitch in trouble? Okay, Moscow Mitch. They didn't say Moscow Mitch, obviously. They said Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, is he in trouble? Now, he is the ultimate slitherer in the back room, the ultimate guy with the dagger in his sleeve in the cloakroom. So you'd think he'd be able to sneak out of anything, and maybe he will. But yesterday, there's a Republican candidate for Senate in Alaska named Kelly Chewbacca. Not Chewbacca, she's not hairy, doesn't appear to be hairy. She's Kelly Chewbacca, okay? She's running against Lisa Murkowski. Moscow Mitch has endorsed Lisa Murkowski, who is the incumbent. Lisa Murkowski is the daughter of a former governor of Alaska who is very popular. Lisa Murkowski, in the last election, was beaten by a right-wing nut in the Republican primary, and she ran a write-in ballot to win the Senate seat. You know how hard it is to get elected on a write-in? I mean, really. And also, Murkowski's a long name. It's very, very difficult to get elected. But she went around the state, and they knew the name. They loved the name. They loved her. They loved her father, the great governor. And so she won, believe it or not, on a write-in. So in the general, there was a Democrat, a Republican, a right-wing nut, and then Lisa Murkowski. Well, now she's up again, and Kelly Chewbacca is going, well, she talked to Trump, got down on her knees in front of Trump for Trump, and he endorsed her. He doesn't like Lisa Murkowski because Lisa Murkowski has been anti-Trump, said anti-Trump things, and actually voted to impeach him on the insurrection count, not the Ukraine count, but the insurrection count, okay, the second time. Voted to convict him, I should say. He was impeached in the House. Now, so Kelly Chewbacca comes out and says, quote, this is a Republican candidate for the Senate in Alaska, talking about her own majority leader or minority leader. He was majority leader in the past. Quote, McConnell repeatedly bailed out Joe Biden. I will not vote for him. What happens when there is a new election in November? Then at the end of November or beginning of December, each party gets together to re-vote on their leaders. I think Chuck Schumer will get revoted regardless. I think Nancy Pelosi will. Hope she runs again. And if she's speaker, great. But even as minority leader, whatever happens that election. But Moscow Mitch is beginning to look as if the Republicans take back the Senate, if somebody like Kelly Chewbacca wins, and she's not alone. A couple of the other young right-wing Turks endorsed by Trump will vote for somebody other than Moscow Mitch. They will vote for somebody other than Moscow Mitch. Trump has endorsed Kelly Shabaka. McConnell has endorsed Lisa Murkowski. And the fact of the matter is there are people he's endorsed in Missouri, Ohio. There was one in Pennsylvania. And when they get in, they're beholden to Trump. So stand by. I think Moscow Mitch, he is an expert with a dagger up his sleeve, expert slithering around. He's a fox, an absolute fox. And he's not at all pleased with what Trump is doing. Not at all pleased with that at all. So he is quietly pushing back. Trump called him a broken down old crow. Trump insulted his wife over her ethnicity. She's of Chinese origin. I mean, how bad is that? This is the majority leader. Trump goes around insulting her, insulting him. You know, at some point you start trashing people and you make statements about the physical appearance of their spouse, which is what he did about Cruz, even though Cruz sucked up to Trump after that. And even though you make comments, I think Cruz, he said Cruz's father was one of the people behind the assassination of JFK. And, you know, at some point, does a guy have any manhood? I mean, really, does he have any manhood whatsoever? And the answer is not Cruz. But I think that somebody like Moscow Mitch nurses grudges and he will take care of business. I think he will take care of business. I look for him to be able to stand up to Trump and these insults, and we will see what happens. We'll see what happens. Going to New York, Letitia James, as you know, dropped out of the governor race. There were three people who had filed to run for attorney general in her place, three people, and she got back in the race. They have all dropped out. Actually, there are five people. Two others dropped out on Monday. Three others dropped out yesterday, including Goldman, who I liked a lot. I thought he'd be a great attorney general. He's one of the guys that was one of the litigators for the House in the impeachment. Remember him? Excellent, excellent lawyer. Honest, he would have been terrific. He would have been terrific. And well, now we're not going to know right away. Letitia James got back in. Some people are throwing her name around for Supreme Court. She says she's not interested. She's doing a couple of very interesting things that are good. She has said she wants to take Trump's deposition in January. It's about time. I'd like to see Merrick Garland say he wants to take Trump's deposition. I'd like to take Trump's deposition. How many bodies does he have to have lying around? How many bodies, really, does he have to have lying around before somebody says, hey, maybe we should get this guy under oath? They did it in New York City. They did it on the fraud thing. But that is a little bit more vague. I mean, as far as, I'm sure he committed fraud and they have a lot of accounting testimony and all that. But I want to see somebody get at the real stuff. I want to see somebody get at the insurrection, at the extortion of Brad Raffensperger in Atlanta. Letitia James is a tough cookie, and I think she's going to take care of business. So very, very glad that she didn't run some kind of a futile gubernatorial campaign, because then if she'd lost, she also wouldn't be attorney general and she'd be nowhere. She'd be out in the wilderness. But some five good people, three of them yesterday, two Monday, dropped out in the race against her for attorney general. She has a clear shot. Republicans running, I think, are not very good. So stand by. This is a talented person, and we'll look for her in the future. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.